Welcome back, everyone. Hard to believe that we're now 20 episodes in with the Big Dog Podcast. Let's keep this rolling. We're thrilled you could join us. All right, let's talk about lean manufacturing. You know, since the 80s, this whole idea really flipped U.S. industries on their heads. Billions, literally billions, were saved just by cutting waste. And you know what? Compressed air, as inefficient as it can be, somehow became a huge part of this lean mindset. It's like you use it where you got it, right?
Right. And it's interesting, isn't it? Compressed air isn't just about pushing buttons and making things run faster. It's kind of a strategic choice. Specific situations where its safety, ergonomic benefits, or environmental resistance make it irreplaceable, but only when it's used deliberately with intention.
Exactly, intention. That's everything. I remember this one time walking onto a shop floor. We just rolled out lean and suddenly it was like a whole new world. No more blowing off machines or, you know, just letting hoses run because someone didn't feel like turning it off. Every single hose had a reason for being there.
Oh, I love that. It's such a clear picture of what lean thinking does. Fewer resources wasted, more focus on what really matters. But I wonder how teams adjust to that shift at first. You know, were they on board immediately?
Ha, no. Not right away. I mean, we're talking serious mindset changes here. But once they saw the results, productivity up, utility costs down, it just clicked.
See, that's inspiring. Because what you're describing isn't just about saving a few bucks. It's a systems-level change that impacts everything downstream. And compressed air, used where it really shines, kind of becomes this hidden powerhouse in that whole puzzle. So, building on that idea of using compressed air where it really shines, let's talk about the actual compressors. They're not a one-size-fits-all tool. Different systems work for different jobs. You've got centrifugal for the big tasks, reciprocating for smaller setups, and then rotary screws, which dominate most industrial setups today.
Rotary screws, yep. They're the go-to for a reason. 24/7 reliability, efficient as hell, and they just don't quit. But you can't just pick one blindly. It's all about application.
Right, like centrifugal compressors. They're great if you're dealing with high-volume continuous flow, you know, 600 horsepower or more. But anything less than you're honestly just burning energy unnecessarily.
And the reciprocating ones? They're not too bad for intermittent stuff, like stop-and-go demand, not constant runtime. But they're not what you're using when your plant's running steady 24/7. You need scale for that.
Exactly, and then there's oversizing. Oh my gosh, the horror stories. I remember visiting this plant, and they had this absolute monster of a compressor.
The giant chewing up kilowatts every second?
Yes! It would cycle on and off all day long. Just boom, idle, boom. All while guzzling energy and wearing itself out way faster than necessary. All because someone thought, bigger is better.
Classic mistake. Buying room to grow without doing a proper load audit. People don't realize every minute a machine is short cycling like that, it's killing its own lifespan. Rapid cycling is brutal, not to mention the heat, oil carryover, and downtime it racks up.
But when they finally brought in a right-sized rotary screw compressor, total game changer. It kept up with demand flawlessly without constantly starting and stopping. And the energy bill? Night and day difference.
Right. And audits, those aren't optional anymore. You've got to understand your CFM demands, your peaks versus lulls. That's where compressed air audits really pay off, finding the sweet spot instead of overshooting or undershooting. Building on that idea of efficiency and precision, let's talk about multi-compressor setups. They're game changers. You've got your base load, trim unit, and backup for emergencies. Why roll the dice on downtime when you can build reliability into the system up front?
Exactly. And it's not just reliability. Splitting the load like that can actually save energy. By balancing usage, you're not overworking any one machine. And if you add a variable speed drive, suddenly you're looking at efficiency gains that are hard to ignore, especially with fluctuating demand.
Oh yeah, but let's be real. Not every job calls for VSDs. If your demand's too steady or too low, you're just throwing money away on internal energy losses. Gotta audit, dig into the numbers, make it make sense, right?
Right. And speaking of audits, I can't stress enough how crucial regular maintenance is. You wouldn't believe how many systems lose 30 to 50% of their air to leaks. It's almost criminal how much energy that wastes.
It's like leaving money on the table, literally. And leaks? They don't fix themselves. Get the tools like an acoustic imager, pinpoint the problem, and lock it down.
Totally. Regular checks go beyond just repairs, though. When you keep oil clean, filters fresh, and pressure optimized, you're multiplying the lifespan of your equipment and keeping downtime to a minimum. It all connects back to lean thinking.
Yeah, but sometimes maintaining that system takes a village. That's where local distributors come in clutch. They know your setup, they've got the parts, and they can get to you fast when things go sideways.
Absolutely. I think of that case last summer. A plant in Texas lost a compressor during a heat wave. The local distributor showed up with a portable backup the same day. Disaster averted, all because they had that connection.
That's the kind of support every site needs. You can't put a price on fast response times or a team that knows your system inside out. It's lean, it's smart, and it works.
And that's the takeaway for today. Whether it's smarter setups, VSDs, or maintenance, lean principles make compressed air systems a lot more than just a utility. They're strategic assets.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And with that, we're wrapping up this episode of the Big Dog Podcast. As always, stay efficient, stay smart, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.